Brilliance Audio presents Sometimes You Have to Cross When It Says Don't Walk, a memoir of breaking barriers by Leslie Visser, performed by the author.
Preface. People used to ask me where I lived and I'd say, baggage claim. It's true. In more than 40 years of covering sports, I've been almost everywhere. For 10 years with the Boston Globe, I covered everything from Wimbledon to the NCAA tournament in places like Pullman, Washington, Albuquerque, and two Philadelphias, the city of brotherly love, and Philadelphia, Mississippi, where I had to sit outside Marcus Dupree's house for 3 days hoping I could get a story out of the wayward running back. For CBS, I covered the story of the century, the fall of the Berlin Wall. I broke off small chips to give as Christmas presents. And for ABC, I did world figure skating in places like London and St. Petersburg, Russia. Those were trying assignments, and honestly, I didn't see any of them coming. I was just a young girl who loved sports. To imagine that I would ascend to the top of two professions, stay there for 40 years, and influence thousands of young women was like saying that I would be the first woman on the Supreme Court. Thank you, Sandra Day O'Connor. Or the first American woman to go up in space. Here's to you, Sally Ride. But I had a true passion for the games. I really cared if the Red Sox moved the runner over or if Sam Jones banked it off the backboard. And I have accepted the scar tissue that has come with being a trailblazer. My husband says if I win one more Pioneer Award, I have to wear a coonskin cap. I've been able to find humor or pathos in almost all my assignments. I grew up reading Irma Bombeck and Dorothy Parker and the other wits of the Algonquin Round Table. Parker's best line was about when she broke her arm in London, quote, sliding down a barrister, unquote. And through it all, I've had the good fortune to have Barry Frank as my agent, who gave me two pieces of advice. If it interests you, it will interest the audience. And write it down. Everything is a bit. This book would be so much easier if I'd listened to the second part. I only took notes for the story I was covering. I didn't want to look like Dustin Hoffman and All the President's Men. Remember when someone would say something and he'd run to the men's room, stuff himself in a stall, and write it down on a piece of crumpled paper? I just wanted to live life, not record every second of it. I always say sports is the great meritocracy. It doesn't matter where your mother went to college or how
Sample complete. Ready to continue?